This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being a Friday, we're going to take a couple of minutes now to unpack the past 5 days in the global economy. Here to do that with us are Neela Richardson from Redfin, also Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. They are both in our Washington bureau. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi.
So let's see. Sudeep, you get to go first. And the question is, what do you think of my hypothesis that we started with and the bit that Tracy ended with about GE, that regulators may finally have gotten a little bit of purchase here with what they're trying to do?
They have gotten something because they have sent the message that becoming a big, risky financial institution is going to get you more regulation and more attention. And if you don't want to have that designation, then you have to do something about it. So GE here has recognized all the baggage that GE Capital brings to it, and they've decided to go back to making things that are real and that are cool and not just trading a bunch of paper in a way that they didn't necessarily always understand.
So, Neela, do you agree? And do you think we're going to see other firms who are financial in nature but not necessarily with finance as their core business do the same thing?
I think what GE Capital and GE has proven that is there's almost nothing a company won't do to avoid regulation. So, yes, I think we'll see that. And there are a few key non-bank institutions that have been designated SIFI. One of them, MetLife,
that's the
is actually
systemically important financial
systemically
institution, right?
important right. financial institutions. One of them is actually suing the government to get rid of this designation. That tells you how onerous the reporting requirements, the capital requirements are once you get this designation.
So do you suppose, Sudeep, that Barney Frank is sitting back in his retirement in his dotage saying, ha, I was right?
A lot of people are sitting back and saying this. And you could have seen this coming from long before we even had the financial crisis, when some of these finance firms were doing what they were doing. The fact that it's taken 6 years from the end of the financial crisis for GE to realize this and move on from where they were before is still a little remarkable, but that is what regulation does.
All right, let us step back to the macro for a second here, Neela. And I want to talk about what appears to be, and I will say at the outset here that stock markets are not the economy and the economy is not the stock market. But here we have the American markets at a high, Shanghai at a high, Hong Kong at a high, Japan's Nikkei is over 20,000. And yet there are some big organizations coming out and saying, wait a minute, the global economy is slowing, the IMF this week. Explain that.
Well, the stock market high, the fear is pumped up by central bank activity. And while ours may be slowly coming to a close, it's really just getting started in Europe and in some parts of Asia, where central banks are pursuing these quantitative purchases that will help keep stock markets around the world high. There was a report that just came out not too long ago that only 50% of Americans are invested in the stock market.
If
that number, and that number is believed to be on the high side, so there is this disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
So what, Sudeep, you're going to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is, Neil is exactly right. What we're seeing, though, is the stock market is so high because traders have gotten high off of what central banks are doing, and that's what's happening all over the world. And the U.S. in particular is just astonishing that we've had months and months of disappointing economic data, yet markets keep rallying because investors are energized by the weak data, because it means that you're going to see continued action from central bankers offsetting the weak profits and the flatlining consumer spending and all the disappointment that we've seen. And this is the power of central banks. They can keep markets afloat for a long time until something comes and whacks them.
But you have to believe, right, Neela, that Janet Yellen is sitting back saying, it's been a decade, you guys, since we've had an interest rate rise. We can't keep them this low.
Absolutely. And, you know, they've been sounding those bells for a long time. But is Wall Street listening to that particular bell?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They're listening to the bell that they hear every morning, which says it's time to trade. And so that's what I think that's what's stoking the high that Sudeep referred to.
Neela Richardson from Redfin and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal out of Washington today. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.